You're listening to SBS News.
All the early focus yesterday in the hours leading up to the start of play was on the absence of new skipper Pat Cummins after he ate at a restaurant where another customer was confirmed as COVID-19 positive. His enforced 7-day isolation opened the door for Steve Smith to resume the reins as captain, 3 years after he was stood down in the wake of the Cape Town ball tampering scandal. After winning the toss and electing to bat, Smith expressed his feelings about Cummins' situation on Fox Sports.
It's a huge honour, obviously. It's been a pretty interesting morning. A bit been going on, but feel for Paddy, obviously missing this game, but I'll try and lead on the way he started last week, and hopefully we can have a really good week.
England was bolstered by the return to its lineup of experienced bowlers Jimmy Anderson and Stuart Broad. In Broad's case, his selection was a milestone one as it marked his 150th test. And it was Broad that struck early to remove Marcus Harris, thanks to a superb diving catch by wicketkeeper Joss Butler. The moment left former Australian wicketkeeper Adam Gilchrist full of admiration on the Fox Sports commentary.
Oh, taken, is it? Brilliant! Joss Butler! Absolutely brilliantly taken down the leg side. Stuart Broad had one turned down in the previous over, but he breaks through and England have their first.
But that was the only breakthrough in the session for England, as Australia's other opener, David Warner, was joined by Manus Labuschagne, and the pair lasted until lunch with 45 runs on the board. Warner was the first to reach his half century, with Labuschagne not far behind.
Nicely punched down the ground by Labuschagne.
Terrific running.
50 up for Manus Labuschagne. 12 50s in Test cricket, one of his most patient. Well played, Manus.
Shortly after the tea break, the pair went past the 150-run partnership as England began to toil in the field. Warner looked destined to reach three figures, but he made a poor shot choice to a Ben Stokes delivery, just 5 runs short.
Warner on 95. He takes it on over the offside, and he's gone! Through, and for the second time in consecutive test matches, David Warner is out just short of 100.
That brought Steve Smith to the crease, and he was untroubled on his way to 18 not out at the close. Labuschagne had earlier been dropped on 31 by Butler behind the stumps, and when he was dropped again by the same player, this time on 95, it summed up a miserable day for England. Here's how Fox Sports described Butler's missed catch, which was in stark contrast to his early heroics to dismiss Harris.
Labuschagne is dropped!
Oh, no.
Butler dropped one that he would have expected to take every single time late in the day. The edge comes, it hits the keeper's gloves, and it hits the deck.
So Labuschagne will be looking to go on and do what Warner failed to do and reach his century. He told Fox Sports after play had finished how happy he was to still be there alongside Steve Smith.
That was massive for the team there. Just getting through that period, me and Steve, and really sets us up well for tomorrow to make sure we get a big first inning score.
And if that happens, it'll be a long road back for England, even without Pat Cummins in the bowling lineup. John Baldock, SBS News. We'll be right back.